Rav Hashem Mizbach, we begin Perek HaSiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Shechin, the laws of neighbors in the Sefer Kinyan Book of Acquisitions, which we continue the theme from the previous Perek discussing the halacha of distancing damages. In this Perek, it's specifically regarding from a city, and when it's direct, an indirect type of damages. And Rambam gives halacha alf regarding distancing different types of damages regarding appearances, straw, wind, all these different elements from the city, or smell. So one has to distance a tree from the city, 25 amas. And regarding the carob tree and the sycamore tree, it's 50 amas because it's beautiful for a city where you have an open area that's open, so you have to distance the trees. Now regarding these trees, they have many branches, so there it's a requirement of more. And this again, they are no ear because of the beauty of the city. So I have an open area. Any tree that's found close to the city, less than this area, so you chop it down and you don't compensate the person because this tree is planted prohibitedly in the prohibited area. Now, if the tree was there before the city, then the people of the city have to compensate the monetary value of the tree of the person that they're cutting down. Now, let's say they're not sure, you don't know which one came first, the tree or the city. So the owner of the tree does not get any monetary compensation. He takes his wood that was chopped down and he goes. And the reason for that is because to chop down the tree, that doesn't make a difference. That is obligated whether the city came first or the tree came first. In contrast, the monetary value is only if the tree came first. So you have to cut it down. Now you have a suffix, which one came first? Well, that's a much more of a right. He has to prove to the city that his tree is there first. And until that's the case, they don't have to compensate him. One has to distance a permanent granary from the city, 50 amas. And the reason is, in the granary where they're smashing all the kernels, and so that the wind should not take hatev and destroy, when you're winnowing, which is separating the grain from the chaff, and it's going to damage the people of the city. Even a person not allowed to make a permanent granary in his own property, unless he has 50 amas in every direction, so that the straw shouldn't damage to his friend's plants or to his plowed field, because this will fertilize the person's field too much and it will destroy whatever he's planting over there. One is to distance the dead animals, reservoirs, and the graves of Burzikin, the place where they tan the hides, min the ear from a city, 50 amas, because again, that's a bad smell, and one has obligations to the people of the city. Moreover, one cannot make in general the Burzikin, the place where they tan the skins of the animal, only in the east of the city. The reason for that is because the eastern wind is warm. And it diminishes the damage of Riach Ibadoir, the smell of the tanning of the skins. So even if it's going to come, whatever's going to come is really going to be diminished if it's on the eastern side. Halacha Hei continues with immediate and future damages. So Misha Balas is Misha Shalpishn. Someone's coming to make a place where they soak a pool of flax. But Sad Yorik Shachaveir, on the side of where his friend has his vegetables. Now, because the soaking flax water gets absorbed in the ground, and it goes into the ground and it damages that neighbor's vegetables, or a different case, not the creation. He planted leek near to his friend's onions, which that neutralizes the taste, it diminishes the taste of the onions. Or another case, he plants mustard seed. But Sad Kabet is Tabayim, on the side of a honeycomb of bees. Because what happens is that the bees eat the leaves, and that subsequently causes their honey to get ruined. All these cases and those that are similar to them. The person does not have to diminish his entity so that it doesn't harm that neighbor. To the contrary, the victim, he has to distance himself if he wants to, until the damage doesn't come to him. And the reason for that is, this person doing what he's doing in his own property. And the damage is coming to his friend by itself, and therefore it's not his responsibility. It's the victim who has to stay away from it. Now, when we say that the mazik, the damaging party, does not have to distance himself, it's the victim who has to distance himself. It's like we explained, if the damage was coming by itself, after already the action of the damaging party has already stopped. What he did is done. Now what's happening is something by itself. That's not his liability, his responsibility. But if, let's say, the actions of the one, what he's doing in his own property, those actions are mazik in this chaver b'shas asiyasa, he's damaging his friend at the time when he's doing it. So that's like he's damaging with his own hands, and then that would be his responsibility. What could this be compared to? Someone standing in his own property, but he's shooting arrows in his friend's courtyard. Lamani says, "What do you mean? I'm doing this in my own property. Of course, we stop him because that's his actions causing damage in the friend's yard." All the things that we required as a distance, we said previously in this topic. If you're not distancing yourself from that neighbor, like he's damaging with his own arrows. Therefore, the items that we mentioned before, you have to distance the soaking pool of the flax from the vegetables, and the leek from the onions, and the mustard seed from the bees. 300 or a little more. So that it should not be that you're actively damaging with your hands. Which we said before, but to make the distance until the damage won't come by itself, because that close is like as if you're doing it. But further, even though it's going to cause damage, but that it shouldn't have to be by itself, that ain't tough, that it doesn't have to. That's like we said before, that the victim has to distance himself. Halacha Vav. Baal Aliyah, someone who lived on the second story, would pour water, whatever he's doing on the, and now it spills on this floor, and then we go down to the room on the first floor. So it depends. If there was cement on the roof of the first floor, which is like the floor of the second story, where the water finishes over there when he's pouring, and it doesn't go straight down. Only after when the person on the upper story finishes pouring, the water gets absorbed, and then it goes down and drips down on the person on the first floor. So if so, the damage is coming only after the actions of the mazik has been finished. Oh, that's like we said, so the person on the first floor, then he has to fix his ceiling, which is the second story's floor. And he has to distance himself from the damage. But if there's no cement, there's no lime that's like a spread that's blocking the second story from the first story. Rather, when this guy in the second story pours, it goes straight down to the first floor. That's like he's damaging with his arrows. And then the person on the second story has to fix it. Or he has to stop pouring. Anything something like that depends if it's considered direct or indirect will make a difference whose responsibility is, a mazik or a nizik. Halacha Zayin. If someone had a tree in his field, caught up lebar chaver near his friend's pit, so the owner of the pit cannot stop him, eliminate him, to tell him, wait a second, the roots of your tree are coming into my pit, and it's ruining my cistern. No. That's damage that comes by itself at a later point in time, when the roots continue to grow, nothing to do with him. Because when he planted it, he didn't harm him. Now, just like this guy could dig a pit in his own property, this guy could plant in his property. So to Reuben, who dug a pit, and he's going down digging, he finds the roots of Shimon's tree in his field. He also, it goes two ways, he could cut and dig, and he could keep even the wood of those roots that he cut. But if it was close to the tree of Shimon, within 16 amos, where up until there the roots, that's where the tree nourishes from, it's considered part of the tree itself. Those roots are going to belong to Shimon. But he could cut because it's his own property, but he has to give it to Shimon. Now, the main tzorach, if let's say this guy doesn't have to dig a pit, but the roots of Shimon's tree are going into his field, he could only dig into a depth of 3 tvachim, because it shouldn't stop when he's plowing his field. And so therefore, any roots that he finds within those first 3 handbreadths from the surface, is quite so he could cut it. And it doesn't have to be concerned, maybe his friend's tree is going to dry up, because this guy's digging his own property. To do more, that is not allowed to, because what's he losing? He's not digging a pit, so he shouldn't ruin the other person's for no reason, but within 3 tvachim, he's allowed to dig up and cut off that guy's roots. If someone had that the field of his friend was planted with grapevines or other trees, now he wants to plant it in his own field. Grapevines near with the other person's grapevines, or trees where right next to that guy's trees. So he has to distance 4 amos. And the reason is so that he shouldn't have to go into for the plowing into his friend's field, because that's the measurement of how much space you need when you're tilling the area for a vineyard. Now, but when we say this Beretz Yisrael, in the land of Beretz Yisrael, but out of Eretz Yisrael, where their plowing is not so wide, they only have the distance from one grapevine to another one, two amas. Between grapevines and other trees, or between one tree and another tree, that's arba amas b'chol makom. That's four amas every place, not only in Eretz Yisrael. Now, how you got to be in time if there was a wall between them? Oh, then this soymech legoder, but this soymech legoder b'chol makom. Then in any situation, they could all go straight up to the wall. And the reason why that is because there's no concern that you're going to go put your plowing into that person's field because you have the wall blocking. If someone has that his friend's tree was leaning into his field, so kaitzis, he could chop off from the tree, kumloi mardeya, like an ox goad, agabe machresha, that's on top of the plow, where the branches shouldn't get in his way when he's plowing. More than that, no, he has no rights to cut that off because it's not getting in his way. And regarding a carob tree and a sycamore tree, kaitzis kolanita, he could cut off whatever is leaning over into his field because they make a lot of shade and that damages his field. Until it's like a straight weight right opposite the boundary, everything opposite the boundary line they could cut off. Let's say he was leaning over the irrigated field of his friend, which is like in the word hashalhen, which means of tired and exhausted, that the field doesn't have enough water, or of an orchard. He could cut off whatever is leaning until it's like a weight straight down opposite the boundary, could cut off everything that's going into this field.